are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad light, good light, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad light, good light, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad light, good light, bright lights in sight. All right.
Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, win the walls. Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
You'd be proud of me.
Try me.
In the last 2 weeks, I've listened to about 30 to 35 different podcasts.
Wow.
I'd never listened to more than two or three ever, our show being one of them.
Yeah.
And usually not even that.
Hardly.
So, I'm exploring the competition.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, you know, who's out there. What are they doing? I honestly, we have a top 2% show.
Agreed.
I'm not ready to put us in the 1% category.
Come on. We're realist.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Rogan. I mean, you're going to have your Joe Rogan.
Who's your 1%? Who's your top 1%?
Well, right now, Joe Rogan.
Well, he's the most listened to, I think.
He is. I like his show a lot because he's not afraid to explore anything.
He wants to talk to everybody and smoke with everybody.
Yeah, although he hadn't smoked for the last 30 days. No
really?
Drinking, no smoking, yeah. He's doing...
I thought he did that in August. Maybe it was an October thing.
I think it's October.
Yeah.
So he's planning on getting lit come November.
Good for him.
They're doing a big election night.
Sure.
Live. And I'll probably tune in.
Probably.
Because it'll be entertaining.
It'll be as informative as anything else you could watch.
That's absolutely true. It's next Tuesday. I was going to say, maybe we should do a live.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's going to happen. But, you know, you never know. In the future, we might.
So today I listened to, yesterday, a 30 for 30 podcast.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Well, I've listened to multiple ones, but the one I listened to yesterday, no joke, I'm a little ashamed of myself. Like, I was in tears. Ricky Won't Quit.
Yeah.
Have you listened
to that
one? That's a good one. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, towards the
end. It's about Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he played baseball. His first year was 1979.
Yeah.
And the year I was born. Before you were born, Ricky started playing.
Yeah.
He played all the way up to 2004.
Yeah.
In the major leagues,
mm-hmm.
like lifetime average of like 280,
yeah,
which is really good.
It's pretty good, especially considering that's your span of years that you did it.
1,400 stolen bases. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, probably, even today, the most dynamic leadoff hitter ever.
Yes.
Because he had power and speed.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's 45 years old,
yeah,
and he can't get signed on to major
and
league
he's
team.
Actually good enough, but if you or I are a general manager and I have a kid that's 20,
you invest in the kid,
or Ricky, and they're both at the same skill level, I'm gonna invest in the kid. I'm not gonna bring Ricky
unless you're a Ricky Henderson away from a World Series or a playoff
run. But even at the end, nobody was. I mean, he was good enough to play in the league, but he wasn't good enough to make a huge difference.
Here's the thing, if I'm the Yankees,
yeah,
he still has speed.
Yeah, I guess.
You just sign him, put him on the bench.
So instead,
you get a guy on and you just need to bump him over?
Yeah. So when the major league said, you're not good enough anymore, what does he do?
So he goes to like this independent baseball league, the San Diego like River Dogs or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
not even an affiliate.
No.
Yeah, just
no minor league. It was just
a bunch of dudes playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he played with him the whole year, and like these kids are half his age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 45. These kids are 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
And there's no chance for him to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having an okay year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by whatever standards. I mean, but not, he's not blowing it out.
Yeah.
And,
but Ricky won't quit.
Ricky won't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were watching. This is where it really got me for multiple reasons. They're watching the Hall of Fame introduction.
Mm-hmm.
As the minor league team, they're sitting there in like locker room watching this, or on in the bar or something. And his teammates like turned to him like, you know, someday that's going to be you.
Yeah.
He's like, I never want to go there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't want to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you want to go to the Hall of Fame? He's like, if I'm there, then I'm not here.
Yeah.
He loved baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just loved
baseball. Mm-hmm.
And like, that was like, so like at that moment, I'm like, I'm crying a little bit, you know, to be so passionate about something that he won't give up on. He won't quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it blew me away. It really did.
Well, it's a good one. Those ESPN 30 for 30s are pretty good.
Yeah, I listened to one today about the UFC, the first UFC fight.
Oh, that's another good one. That was one's really good. Nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy. There was no rules.
Yeah, just a bunch of dudes out there throwing punches. Yeah, that was another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 30 for 30.
They're well done.
They are well done. Mm-hmm. I wish there was more of them. There's only like 30 total.
Yeah, but that's because they're so well done. They're not just talking. I mean, there's a lot of sound.
Here's the thing,
though. I mean, it's a lot of editing.
For me.
And I don't know how much money they're making off of that.
I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just content. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I just want content. I just want good content.
Don't we all?
That's what we're doing here.
This is quality content.
It is quality content.
Top 2%. So our sister gave us some stuff for the studio.
Oh,
She gifted us these two pictures. I don't know if anybody can recognize this guy right here. Jason, tell us a little bit about this guy. I mean, what are his hopes and dreams? One day he might, you know, when he's 40 years old, be where?
This is me in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my football jersey.
Yes.
I was starting tight end and outside linebacker.
Who's bragging?
Got the flat top going.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty athletic, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, at the time.
Sure.
And, God, I had no idea what I was doing with my life.
You can see it in the eyes
that
he hasn't. I mean, he's just like a deer caught in the headlights. I don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I'm come from. I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm looking at a camera.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to smile.
Well, I'm wearing a football jersey. You don't smile
a
football jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is, I believe this would be seventh grade. It's probably the same year as that picture.
Yeah.
I believe this is seventh grade Dan.
Not athletic.
What do you mean? Listen.
Compared the two, totally athletic, non-athletic.
Agree to disagree.
I don't agree to disagree.
Well, that's...
You could dribble and you could shoot.
Yeah?
That's a skill set.
What could you do other than those two things?
Run, jump.
That's all either of us could do. Dribble and shoot.
No, I couldn't dribble. I could just shoot.
No, that's true. You couldn't dribble.
I was an excellent shooter.
Yeah.
Horrible dribbler.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't dribble.
Neither of us liked to pass.
No.
That's why we learned to shoot so we wouldn't pass. You know, why did I spend so much time learning how to shoot? Pass the ball.
What's the guy? He just stands on the 3-point line
like,
waiting for the ball and catch it. Shoot.
Yeah, Kyle Korver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just runs around like this. I mean, he's not even hiding anything. Everybody knows. All he's doing is waiting to catch
touch,
the ball.
Touch, shoot.
Yeah, he could pretend not to, but everybody knows.
We went to that same year, we went to a summer camp in
Delaware.
Delaware basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delaware Hayes, I think it was.
Yep.
And it was, the camp was titled Shoot the Ball.
Well, so Delaware Hayes had 5 weeks of basketball camp.
Right.
It was a shooting camp, a dribbling camp, a defense camp.
Right.
You know what I mean? And each week had its own theme.
Right.
And we only showed up for the shooting one. We're going to go to the shooting week. And we went and lit it up.
We did lit it
up. We won every competition.
It really is.
Because
true.
They did competitions all week long. Yeah. And they were all shooting competitions.
Right.
God knows they weren't defensive or anything else.
No.
So, and you or I won every shooting competition.
That is 100% true.
And the
true.
Head coach of the Delaware City basketball like pulls us to the side and be like, what's your guys' deal? Where are you playing? And you're like, we go to Elgin. And and I mean, he had to be thinking, like, you know.
We overperformed at that camp.
Yeah, we did overperform. If we could do the rest of basketball half as well as we could shoot.
We'd be okay.
We couldn't. So there I am, number 11, because of Barry Larkin. And because he's my favorite of all time. You know, just trying to shoot that ball, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think we both won T-shirts. Shoot the ball t-shirts.
Yeah. I wish I still had that. So anyway, thank you to Amy. We will display them proudly.
Should you put yours on your side and me on my side?
That's probably a good idea.
I have thought about, like, maybe we draw a line.
Oh,
maybe it's
an
imaginary line.
Right,
you do your side,
I'll do my side. I like that a lot.
And we'll see who people like better.
Mine's, which one's more eclectic, more interesting.
Maybe like this shelf and over, I'll take, and that shelf and over you take.
Well, then you're taking the bacon thing because I'm not keeping that.
What do you mean?
It's your thing.
Yeah, but I've got the door.
Okay, that's fine. You can throw the bacon thing away.
No, I'm not going to throw it away. I have a lot of stuff in this room.
Well,
this room's going to be filled and that mm-hmm. half is going to be empty.
I'm a minimalist.
Yeah, it doesn't work for the podcast.
You're right. Seems like I had found some more stuff. I brought that Coke bottle.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have put it in the trash, but, you know.
That's my Pete Rose signed DVD.
Who signed it?
I think Pete Rose did. I got some stuff.
Pete Rose will sign anything.
I got some stuff. All right, Jason. What is your first thing today?
Okay, so my first thing, I'm going to refer this as a mini thing.
Okay.
I want to know how you might respond to this situation.
All right.
So I...
why don't you silence your computer there?
Yeah, I was working on it. Mm-hmm. There is something that we discovered in our milk at the house.
That could never be followed by anything good. It was like, and it was a $100 bill.
No, you know what I mean? It was not a $100 bill. There was cereal in the milk.
How much? Like a piece?
Like a couple pieces of cereal.
Uh-huh.
In the jug.
Yeah. No, I follow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not milk in the cereal.
Uh-huh.
Like that might almost make sense. Like you have a cereal box.
Sure.
And you're like,
you're pouring it, gets a little out of control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How does cereal get into the milk? How does that happen?
You know, maybe, okay, I'm just spitballing here. Yeah. You know, this is the first time I've heard situation.
For the record, nobody would fess up.
Okay.
So we don't know who did it.
Here's my scenario.
It wasn't me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Gus and Teddy they're having some cereal. It's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Nobody else is around, you know, and they're you know, and so they both pour their cereal. Gus is standing over there. Teddy's over here. The milk, which is open, is in between them. And Gus says, "Hey, Teddy, can you catch this in your mouth?"
So
for the next 10 minutes, they're throwing cereal at each other's mouth. And at one point, a piece or two lands in the milk jug.
That's a very possible scenario.
That's
it would also explain all the cereal on the floor.
Wait a minute. This is all starting to come together.
Starting to connect, yeah. I mean, of all the things you could find in your milk, I mean, you know.
It could be way worse.
Oh, it could be way worse. Yeah. Cereal's not
bad. I was
bad.
Ready for
milk
something worse.
Milk and cereal go together.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. I mean, you take the cap off,
mm-hmm.
you see floaties, and you think it's bad. Like mm-hmm. it's turned. Mm-hmm. No, it's just got cereal in it.
Mount Rushmore of milk. Milk and cookies.
Whoa. I thought you were going to do chocolate milk.
Strawberry milk.
Strawberry milk.
White milk.
White milk.
Goat milk. There it is. That one's done.
Yeah.
So Mount Rushmore of stuff to eat with milk.
Okay, milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Milk and cereal.
Milk and cereal.
Milk and...
You give me a piece of chocolate cake...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and chocolate cake.
I'm going to want milk with
that. What about some type of milk and coffee or milk and tea?
Oh, like in the...
Yeah.
Mm. It's very popular.
If we're talking iconic Mount Rushmore, not our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's milk and probably tea. Worldwide?
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 I mean, we talk worldwide.
I mean, we are an international podcast.
I watched a story today about this thing called foreign accent syndrome. Mm. Are you familiar with this?
When you go to surgery or you get knocked in the head, you get special powers?
Yeah, you have a stroke or you hit in the head, something, and you wake up, and then there's this woman from Australia, and she speaks in a French accent.
Yeah, I've heard this, yeah.
You know, it's the strangest thing.
I want this.
It feels so fake.
Yeah.
I just want to, wait, that's not real. Like, you're not really doing that, but they swear.
If you could have any accent.
Scottish.
Without hesitation.
Mm-hmm. I've considered just doing it.
Just doing it.
And just like, this is the rest of my life. I'm going to speak
like
in a Scottish.
Thick, like a poor person Scottish. Not like royalty.
Well, like William Wallace.
Yeah.
Scotland is flay. What are you doing, William? I'm going to pick a fight. I'm going to go pick a fight.
That's such a great scene.
Mm.
Is that I love that so much.
Yeah.
I feel like that's me.
Yeah.
I would go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, we're going to fight.
The kill thing. Actually, my favorite scene is when they're in cahoots with the army that the English has hired.
Yeah.
And the English guys don't know that. And so they think they're sending a bunch of Scots at them.
No. Not Scots.
Irish?
Irish.
Oh, right. Because the dude is like, it's my island.
Yeah.
But then when they're all running at each other, and then they all stop and they start shaking hands and hugging and stuff, you know? And then they all turn around. And that's I think, such a good scene.
It's a great scene.
It's a great movie.
It is a very, very, very
good
movie.
That's a top 10 movie of all time.
Really?
So we got milk.
Yeah.
We got cookies.
Yeah. Chocolate cake.
Wait a minute. Does cookies include Oreos?
Yeah, an Oreo is a cookie.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore of cookies here in a minute.
Hold on. Cookies, chocolate cake. I'm way ahead of you. Cookies, chocolate cake. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Or fast forward to the part that we all want to see. But just want to finish this off.
Yeah.
Cookies, chocolate cake, cereal.
And tea.
Tea.
I mean, coffee or tea. Are you counting like heavy cream as milk? Half and half. I mean, it's milk-based.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, cream and berries is kind of a thing.
It is.
You know?
But who doesn't put cream in their coffee? I mean, I love black coffee.
I don't put cream in my coffee.
I do for the keto purposes.
Well, I think you're probably right. So we'll say tea because it's more widely.
Mount Rushmore of cookies.
Chocolate chip.
Yes. I think Oreo belongs in the list.
Okay, Oreo.
I think sugar cookie, where it's coated, it's iced.
Sugar cookie.
Tons of sugar cookie options. Mm-hmm. And man, there's only room for one more.
I mean, I love a peanut butter cookie.
Yeah,
I don't know that it belongs on the list.
I think that a shortbread cookie is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I love the Danish cookies, the butter cookies.
Come on, of course. Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic. And the tin?
Yeah, the butter cookies in the tin. Give me a tin.
Yeah.
And a bunch of coffee
and
leave me alone.
Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
6 hours.
Soccer,
yes.
Coffee,
yeah.
Danish cookies, get out of my face.
Kids, go in the other room.
You're not going to want to see this.
I've got 6 hours of daddy time. It's going to happen right now.
I mean, I love the Danish butter cookie.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So chocolate chip cookie,
mm-hmm.
Oreo,
yeah.
Sugar cookie.
Yeah.
And Danish butter cookie.
That's it.
There it is.
That's pretty easy, actually. Right. I thought that was going to be much more complicated.
That's still off of your thing.
I've got like 3.5, like weird.
Okay, I got it.
So that's going to be a little bit different.
It's a different feel. I've got something that is really nothing, but it's just something I've been thinking a lot about. And it's a theory that I have that I've shared with you before, but we've not talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
So, credit cards. Okay. Now, I would hold mine up, but then it just occurred to me that that would show everybody my number, so I won't do that. But we all know credit cards have changed in the last few years, and now they have the chip.
The chip. I hate the chip.
The chip. I'm not a fan of the chip. I like the swipe.
I'm a swiper.
I like to swipe. It feels good to swipe. You push the chip in, you hold it, you know. I have a theory, and my theory is that there is a perfect moment. It's like a split second, just a split second. To where you're waiting for the thing to do what it says, and then it says you can remove your card.
Yeah.
And my theory is that if you could remove your card right before it said you can remove your card,
you won't get charged for it.
That you won't get charged for it, but it'll get paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always have this thought, like if I pull it out just the right time, that they'll be like, all right, we're
Has
all
it
good.
Worked?
And I can, so far, no.
Okay.
But I've got some more experimenting to do. I've not been super bold to try to pull that out early because then I want to be like, you know, them look at you, be like, dude, like, could this be any easier? Just don't, okay. You know, and then I feel like I'm going to get charged twice.
Yeah.
So there's some risk involved, but I do feel like there's a perfect moment.
Now, there was a time I went to the gas station. It was a certified station. Right over here on Church Street, or on Center Street, rather. I pay at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it was the Marathon station.
Okay, well, that changes everything.
Sorry. It was at the Marathon station on Center Street. Swipe the card, pump the gas. When I'm done, it says, please pay cashier.
Okay.
So I thought, well, didn't take the card.
Yeah.
I go inside and I say, I have pump number 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like $65 because I was filling up the van.
Yeah.
And she looks at the screen. She goes, oh, no, it took care of it out there. So I don't know if I got charged for that or not, but I may have done what you just
walked backwards.
I didn't. No, really, it told me to pay.
Yeah, you're taking my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that stuff doesn't show up for a day or two later sometimes on the credit card
thing.
I never checked. I just figured, I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. Because
then you're on the hook to be like, oh, I took $65 worth of gas from
them. I stole $65. Yeah. I really didn't. I actually tried to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It's possible that I may have proven that correctly because that would be a loophole in the system.
Yeah.
Where they think it was paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But it really wasn't.
Hmm. That's kind of on them at that point.
100% on them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Even if I swiped, it allowed me to pump because you can't pump without the new rules.
You can't pump without swipe.
No. You either... You either have to prepay inside or, well, you have to prepay.
Yeah.
Either inside or at the pump.
Yeah.
So swipe in your card.
Mm-hmm. Which you don't do anymore. Seems like somebody at a credit card company somewhere said, swiper, no swiping.
Swiper, no swiping. That was Della's favorite show as a little kid.
Levi liked Little Einsteins. Mm. He would.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more to that?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a public service announcement. Try to pull your card out just to
right before it
early.
Says to.
Who knows?
And then the cashier gets frustrated because you pulled your card prematurely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I know.
And then you got to do the whole thing all over again.
Could you just,
like, sir, please do not pull your card out.
Just
like,
take your hand off of it. No, oh no.
It's like when you get in the car and it's locked and you try to unlock it as they're trying to open the door.
You and I have done that a lot.
Yeah.
Me on the other side.
Stop. Just stop. Stop. Okay, no, stop. Okay, let me hit the button. Just stop. Don't touch it. It's a Kevin James skit.
Yeah, it's a great one. Yeah.
But no, that's real life in my house.
Yeah.
Gideon is
the reason
worst.
It's funny is because it happens.
I have a car.
I know.
I don't drive it very
He's
often.
Ripped the door handles
every
off.
Single door handle. Every single one. The only door handle that's not ripped off is the driver's side door, which is mine.
Yeah.
Every other ripped off.
How strong is that kid?
I don't know. So frustrating.
All right.
Everything I own is destroyed.
I know. What's your next thing?
Someday I will get rid of those kids.
Hey, that's the goal
of
parenting.
Okay, so before us, you see...
Land Mammals of North America.
Land Mammals of North America. Mm-hmm. What I want to do today is I want to replace the eagle as the American...
Well, did you know it was supposed to be the turkey?
Yes. So that was going back many, many years ago. And then the eagle was replaced. Now, the eagle is majestic.
It is majestic.
It soars.
It does soar.
It's fantastic.
It's also a scavenger, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're
not completely
have that.
A scavenger. You know, it's not like a vulture.
Well, fishes.
They will get fish, but it's not the
I
most.
Think any bird will be a scavenger. I think any
I think
bird
you're
will
just
pick
saying
a
that. I don't
no,
think
I
you
think
know
it's,
that
it's
at
100%
all.
True.
I mean, some birds. Okay. Anyway,
I choose facts over truth.
You want to, because you hate America, you want to get rid
no,
of the
I'm
bald
saying,
eagle.
No, let's say the bald eagle never existed.
Okay. The bald eagle never
Not
existed.
Not that it went extinct. Because if it went extinct, it's like, well, maybe.
How many bald eagles have you shot?
In my life?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
You know, if you come across a bald eagle carcass, you're not even allowed to stuff it. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Let it be.
Really?
You don't have to, you know, you can't take the you can't chop its head off or take its beak off or its talon.
I've tried.
You can't take it home and have it stuffed. You just let nature take care of it.
Huh. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Destroying an eagle egg is like a $50,000 fine.
I have no eagle powers.
So let's say the bald eagle, the American eagle, never existed.
The American eagle never existed.
So we have to choose another animal to represent the United States of America.
Okay. All right.
Now, I picked land mammals. It
I
doesn't
think that's
have
the right
to
way
be.
To go. We're
it
not picking
have to be.
We're not picking a dolphin.
Could be an alligator. The South is filled with alligators.
So here's what I think. First of all, it should be, I think, an animal that is primarily found in America. You know what I mean?
It does not exist. It's unique to
America. For instance, you got deer on there. Now
there are versions of deer everywhere.
Yeah.
Africa's loaded with deer.
Mm-hmm. Europe,
not the whitetail.
Yeah, they have red deer in a lot of Europe. There's deer everywhere. I just feel like, although I like a deer, and I think it can feel American, I don't think it's I think it's too broad across the world to say this is us. This represents us as a nation.
Yeah.
You know?
What about like a wolf?
A wolf.
Now, it's a large dog.
It is.
Worldwide, you see more large cats. You don't see the large dogs.
Truth. Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, you do see them. They're certainly in Canada, certainly in like
North
Russia,
America.
Siberia type of areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think a wolf would be cool.
A wolf is cool. I mean, immediately I went to grizzly bear.
Mm.
Like, because there are bears all around the world.
Yeah.
But a grizzly bear, nobody had seen that before they came to America. Now, they are found in Canada, obviously.
Right.
But they were all the way, all the way, they weren't quite, grizzlies weren't quite all the way to, like, past, I don't think, like, the Pacific. But they ran all the way up about that far.
Yeah.
And now they've retreated back as they've been killed and everything. But they're coming back because they're illegal to shoot now. But the grizzly bear is a very American animal. Yeah. It's strong. It's powerful.
Yeah.
It's pretty iconic.
I
like the grizzly bear as just the first one to throw out there.
I'm a big fan of buffalo.
Buffalo is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is that specific Plains American buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Is very American. Now they have water buffalo. They've got other buffaloes that look, there's musk ox.
But not what we have, not the American bison. That.
But the American bison is pretty iconic.
Very.
And there's a freedom element to it because it's out in the plains, it's running. I like that. I like that a lot.
When I picture buffalo, I also picture like Native American Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there's something unique about America, the buffalo, Indians, you know, the whole thing.
I like that a lot. I might like that even better than the lion. I mean,
said lion from Africa.
Than the grizzly bear.
Yeah. I think buffalo's up there. So I do have another one I'd like to suggest.
Diamondback rattlesnake.
It's pretty good. It's not all of America.
Well, what's the original American flag? Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
Right? Just saying.
Was that a rattlesnake?
I don't think it was a rattlesnake. It was just a
generic
snake.
Yeah.
But... you know, that's the beginning of our country.
That is true. I would like to suggest the American beaver.
Okay.
Now, the beaver,
mm-hmm.
Before we invaded America...
they were everywhere.
Everywhere. There was 400 million beavers in
and
America.
It literally made the landscape of America
transformed
what it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They transformed the landscape. When they are known to be in an area... the population is very diverse within the animals.
They're very hardworking.
Yeah.
They mate for life.
Mm, yeah.
You know, they're homesteaders.
Yep.
They settle down.
Yep.
I like that too.
They work hard. Yeah.
And I hear a beaver tail is delicious.
I don't know that to be true, but
if it was illegal to kill beavers.
Is it?
No. If it was, because they were the American animal.
Right.
Literally, our country would look different.
Yeah.
Like the topography of our country would be completely different.
Yeah. I like a beaver. I like beavers, the American beaver.
I think beaver's not a bad choice. I'd probably still pick the buffalo because of the freedom element of it.
Yeah.
Just that running buffalo image, I think, is pretty
and
strong.
And millions of them across the plain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open grassland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting...
I would want to be able to eat them. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah, in moderation.
Still, okay.
No, we were like killing them for no reason.
Mm-hmm, just for target practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the millions.
Yeah.
Which is totally absurd.
Yeah. It's a real shame. But they're coming back, the buffalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a buffalo.
All right, do you have any more suggestions? Yes, yeah, I like the
moose.
Grizzly bear. The moose, I think the moose
Canada.
Are everywhere. Porcupine, squirrel. Coyote.
I like squirrels.
Wild boar. Fox. I mean, a fox is kind of a cool animal.
I picture fox. There's a lot of fox in Russia.
Yeah, Europe is full of foxes.
Eastern, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's buffalo. I think it's the American bison.
All right, there it is. I like that. I like that a lot.
Would you trade right now? Would you trade it straight up, eagle for buffalo?
I would.
Would you really?
I think I would.
Man, the eagle is so awesome.
It's pretty majestic, but you know what I mean? I mean, eventually...
I think the buffalo could be majestic.
Eventually, you got to hang it up. I mean, George Washington couldn't be president forever, which brings me to my next thing.
Mm. Okay.
Speaking of presidents.
Yeah.
We're going to have an election. In fact, this is our last episode before the election.
That's true.
So, I just was thinking about it, and I was thinking about America... And the fact that we get to vote and that we don't have a king and a queen.
Yeah.
If we did, it would have been George Washington. And I think he could have made it happen. Like he was at a place where they wanted him to,
you know, who'd be king today?
Take over. Well, George Washington.
It'd be Denzel.
Great. Well, that wouldn't be so bad. I mean,
Washington could be our king right now.
He says some things that make a lot of sense.
I like Denzel.
I'm a big guy. Denzel fan. Yeah. We really missed out there.
I know.
It could have been Denzel. He could have been King Denzel. I mean, that's
fabulous.
Strong.
Yeah. That's a strong name.
King Denzel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sounds
you know
like it'd be the King of Persia.
You know what? Maybe that's
King
a mistake.
Denzel.
The thing about kings is you're going to get a bad one every once in a while.
Well, listen, it's going to happen.
Well, you know what? That's going to happen with presidents too.
Yeah.
And it has happened.
Not recently. I mean, you know, 8 years ago. Yeah.
We don't take political stances.
No.
You know what I mean? We wouldn't even...
I mean, not in the last 4 years we haven't had a bad one.
A bad president?
Yeah.
In the last 4 years?
I mean, sure, 8 years ago, and then like going back 16 years ago, yeah. And 18 years ago, yeah.
Go
back like 20 years ago. But like doing the math.
I can't do the math.
Listen, Reagan was fantastic.
Who?
Second best president of all time.
He was our best public speaking president.
I love Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I love Ronald Reagan.
Easily the best actor that we've ever had as president. I mean, I don't think it's close.
Okay. What's your next thing?
Do you think there's anything as Americans that we're not voting on that we should be voting on? Case in point, do you think it'd be better if we voted on, now I don't think this necessarily, but the Supreme Court judge, you know what I mean? So like, you know, we could have, what if America had voted on that, you know, maybe everything would be different for the better or for the worse. It's hard to say, but maybe there's some other things that we should be voting on. Like, you know, the state of Ohio decides they're going to redo their, state signs to not like be the shape of Ohio anymore or something like that. We're going to give you four choices and we're going to let everybody vote on something like that. Mm. Or, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that like, would be a true democracy.
Opening it up to voting on more things.
No, because what would happen, it'd be mob rule that the loudest voices would get their way. Mm-hmm. We don't want that. It's a balance of power because we need to be represented. The little man needs to be represented.
Right.
Which is what we have a fantastic system that
lasted this far. Yeah. I mean, at least until Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then who knows what happens. Another thing, my in-laws are visiting. So tonight we can go as late as you want.
Okay.
You
well, my in-laws are in town too. My
really?
In-laws
we should
town.
Get them together, you know? Stop bothering us, you know? I didn't mean that. anyway, my in-laws are in town. And they're not going home until like next Thursday or something like that.
Yeah.
A couple days after the election.
Yeah. Are they? Did
they've
they
already voted.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Did they vote?
Yeah.
They should vote here again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
So they're in town through the election. And I told them, I was like, you guys might not be able to get home.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what's going to happen? If Trump wins.
Or Biden wins.
I think more likely if Trump wins.
Yeah.
They might burn all these cities down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you might have to take a weird route home, like through the South and then maybe up through Wyoming. You know what I mean?
Or up to Canada, cross over and come back.
Yeah, I don't
down.
Know. Like, I wouldn't drive through Illinois. That's what I know.
Well, not
I
Chicago.
I certainly wouldn't go through Chicago.
I mean, Southern Illinois, yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna light the city of Chicago on fire if Trump wins. I mean,
which doesn't make any sense.
I'm not a prophet,
but,
so I can't, you know what I mean? Like, this is just some guy talking here.
Prophet Dan.
But I told him, I was like, you know, there's no guarantee that, I mean, they might close down all the borders. and you might not be able to travel at That's all.
True. Blame it on COVID.
And they would blame it on COVID because COVID is a very good excuse for to blame things on.
It is.
So anyway, it's election day, and we just want to tell you, we're not going to tell you who to vote for.
Donald Trump.
But we should, you know, you should just get out and vote. And if you end up voting for, you know, one person or another person, I mean, at least you voted, right? Don't you think that's what matters?
Voting is important.
Do you vote?
Yeah.
In person?
Yes.
Have you ever done the mail-in?
No.
I do the mail-in for the less important elections, but for the president, I always get out and vote.
I'm going to try to vote early.
And often.
And often. I'm going to vote every day between now and Tuesday.
Every hour on the hour on Tuesday.
They keep, I come in with a new ID every time.
Just keep on shaving more of your beard off. It's like a goatee, and then it's a mustache, and then it's nothing.
Change my clothes, hat, no hat.
Yeah. I'll never figure it out.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. What's your next thing?
Okay. So I just want to do a little word association. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a word.
Okay.
And then I just want you to say the first word that comes to your mind.
It's a lot of pressure, but I'll try. I'm not always good at these things.
It's fine. There's no right and wrong answer.
Okay.
The world is judging. Tongue.
Mouth.
Broccoli.
Face.
Broccoli face.
You said the first word that comes into my mind.
Okay. Cougar.
Melon. John Cougar Mellencamp. Oh, I think that's what happened.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Kayak.
Boat. I'm doing my best just to...
Ready? Wait.
Now. Now. I said now. I don't know why.
Ready? Ladder.
Boat. Yep.
I mean, are you listening? Or are you just like waiting to say a word?
No, I'm not waiting. I promise you. I'm clearing my slate.
Clear it.
And then...
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Thermometer.
Barometer. I think I was trying to say barometer.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Yarn.
Bowl.
Yarn bowl. Okay. Celery.
Pizza.
Children.
Laughing.
Safe.
Now. I don't know why that one game's not coming back.
Pan.
Seared.
Bushes.
Trees.
Calendar.
Boat. Shoot. I promise you, I'm not trying to do that.
I've got a word generator here that I'm using.
How long are we doing this for?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is the next one that popped up. You ready?
Yeah.
Sailboat.
Seriously, look at that. It's reading me.
It is.
Your phone's listening.
I know. Sailboat.
Boat. This is hard because part of me wants to come up with a word before you say it, but I'm really not doing that.
Yeah. Companion.
Champion.
Destination.
Proclamation. I'm just rhyming now.
Occupant.
Pie.
Danger.
Mouse.
That's a good one. Stout.
Tall.
Cashier.
Boat. Shoot. I promise I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not trying to do that. I
zip code.
Torso.
So stupid. Copyright.
Boat. Shoot.
Okay. Joke.
Now.
Credit.
Card.
Cubic.
Inches.
President.
Trump.
Apparatus.
Jump.
Organization.
Pizza.
Chaos.
No. That's what I got.
Confide.
Fighting.
Quiver.
Arrow.
Ma'am.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
That's it.
All right.
Do,
A deer. A female deer.
Don't get me started.
A
I will.
Drop of golden sun.
I'll sing it all. What are you? What are you doing?
I gotta blow my nose.
Well, you can't blow your nose into the microphone. That's disgusting.
Sorry.
You do that off mic.
Oh, like
nobody
this.
Wants to hear that or see that. Nobody wants to hear it or see it. Jeez.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be sorry, but you know, like
I am sorry.
Blowing it into the.
I say lean back.
That was enough.
Okay.
It is also our last show until daylight savings time.
When is that?
Saturday night.
It's this weekend.
Yep.
It's also Halloween, isn't it?
Halloween is Saturday.
Yeah.
And daylight savings time is Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it seems like there was something else too, but I don't remember what
it is. It's a blue moon.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
I thought it was like drink.
It is also a drink. There's a blue moon this Halloween. It's a big deal.
Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon.
How often does a blue moon happen?
On Halloween? Almost never.
That's a real once in a blue moon situation.
That's right, yeah.
Are you a fan of daylight savings time?
Yes, I just think they should give it to us year round. Just adjust the clock. Give us lighter later all year. Don't bring it back. Because we're going into standard time.
You're saying just have one more daylight savings time and never do another one.
Well, yeah, yeah. So this spring, don't change it back.
Right.
Like this Saturday, don't bump the clock back. Just keep it.
Just keep it the way it is forever.
Yeah.
Do it as Arizona does.
Yeah. Now, I'd also be, I think this is actually where we're headed for real. I think we're going to have a global clock.
I don't like that at all.
Well, what's going to happen is the hours of operation will be, you know, like 4 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
Which for us would be maybe 9 in the morning till 5.
I don't like that.
But everybody would be on the same time.
I understand the convenience of it.
Different
operation. I just don't like it.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, as long as, listen, I don't mind. Yeah. I really don't mind. As long as everybody goes with the Eastern time zone of America. If that's the one we choose,
yeah,
I'm all for it because that's my time zone.
Yeah.
That's how I understand when things are going to be on television.
But if it's one time, a world clock.
Yeah, I can't have like, and, you know, Seinfeld's on at 2 p.m. or something. You know what I mean? Like,
why not?
I just can't do that, you know.
It would take some adjusting. If you had to wake up at 2 p.m.
I don't do well with
change. And that would be 6 in the morning equivalent.
I don't like it.
Long term, that's the way to go.
Well, good luck getting it started.
I don't know. We should vote on it.
What if the... You know, European Union. How come I can't say that?
European. European Union.
European Union. That's just hard for me to say.
European Union.
European. There was a brand or a organization in Billings, Montana, that did outhouses for like construction sites, and it was called European Porta Potties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a dude in a beret peeing on like the continent of
on the European continent.
Yeah, something like that. It was weird.
I like it.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that was thinking.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
What is your next thing?
You're talking to daylight savings time.
Yeah, I get nothing.
Okay. So last thing. And then we'll hit our Netflix. Well, you got one more thing.
Maybe. Depends on how long this thing lasts.
There is something going on right now. We don't like to talk politics.
Never.
We've actually already talked more politics this show than we
have. And more sports.
That is true. I don't even know what's going on. But
it's a blue moon.
It is a blue moon. Daylight savings. It's Halloween week. It's Trump's election. Mm-hmm. Re-election, rather. It's crazy. There is a free speech battle going on right now.
Right.
There is thousands of people being censored.
There are thousands.
What'd I say?
There is thousands. That was your, Marianne.
Maybe I should be censored. There are just thousands of people being censored on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of YouTube channels being pulled off the air.
The New York Post.
Yeah,
got muted for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the National Enquirer.
The New York Post is the oldest newspaper in America.
And they said, we're going to, just because they talked about Hunter Biden, is that what it was?
Yeah, Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
And they said that's fake news, and they pulled it.
I'm like, well, they not only pulled the story,
they
muted them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 2 weeks,
you can't find that story on there. It's gone. It is not there. So today they had to testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee about it.
What a world we live in.
It's
free speech. The whole thing is free speech.
Well, so here's the problem.
When we have free speech, then the idiots can, you know, show themselves.
Yeah, well, we should, and we do every week. I really think that, well, here's what's happening. Twitter, Facebook, all these entities classify under a separate category. So, like, CNN was sued when they were harassing that kid with the red
the
hat.
The MAGA hat? Yeah.
And, like, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And that kid won a lawsuit.
Good for him.
CNN doesn't have, like, they were... that wasn't a free speech movement. They're a news organization.
Yeah.
Right? So if Facebook and Twitter and these others fall under that category, they can't say whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so this is the problem. Who are they and what do they do?
Right.
And so what it should be...
Once you censor one person...
You have to censor them all.
Then you're on the hook to say...
That's right.
What you're doing, when you censor one person, you say, we rubber stamp everything on our platform.
Yes.
Right? Which means now I have to censor everything.
Right.
Right? Or I'm saying I'm okay with all of that.
Right.
Which is why you don't censor anybody. You treat it like the internet.
Right.
And say...
Well, even the internet is censored.
Yeah.
Google censors the internet.
Yeah, Google's too powerful.
They are. And it's honestly scary. I mean, as much as I want... I would love to sign a contract with Google and YouTube and make $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, like, it is scary... There are people that have YouTube channels that have, I mean, making lots of money.
Yeah.
Gotten totally pulled off the air for comments that they don't agree with politically.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't happen. And meanwhile, we're setting up all of these safe space areas and colleges.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? People like Jordan Peterson or Ben Shapiro or you know, even like Sam Harris, like who... People that I don't even agree with necessarily are showing up on college campuses. People are shouting them down.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Yeah.
Free speech. I think we should have more of it.
That's your thing. You know, there's a new, there's a newer movie out with Adam Carolla.
I love Adam Carolla.
Called No Safe Spaces. Him and Dennis Prager made it together.
Okay.
And it's about exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's called No Safe Spaces. I haven't watched it yet.
What's it on?
You got to buy it.
Oh.
So like you could buy it on Amazon. You could look it up. I don't know. I don't think it's streaming on anything yet.
Okay.
I think you got to purchase it, but it would be a good maybe investment. I don't know. But apparently it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have one thing or do you want to hit Netflix?
I was going to do a spooky sound. Or we'll just play the song, I guess.
We're running out
of
time.
I had a pretty good thing here.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
It feels longer
just
every week.
Painfully long.
Every week it gets longer.
It's awkward at best.
Are you going to remix it, or are we just going to leave it like
that? I don't know. I like it like that.
Okay.
What's your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is actually found on Netflix.
Oh.
It's a Netflix original.
Oh.
It's called The Speed. Do you care?
Mm.
No, yeah. Mm. The Speed Cubers, and it is a short doc. It's only 40 minutes long about two. It focuses around two kids, 20, 25 years old, solving Rubik's Cubes in competition matches.
Mm.
So there's one in particular. His name is Max Park, who is autistic. And the dude's like world record, like solves it, you know. They're allowed to look at it. They put their hands on the table, and then they go, and then they slap the table when it's done. And like these guys are unbelievable. It's all mm-hmm. mathematics, algorithms, mm-hmm. but they can do it in their head.
Yeah.
You know, and so like they're solving Rubik's Cubes in like 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Like very, very fast.
Aaron Kraft can do that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Aaron Kraft can solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Former Buckeye player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, you have to look at it. You can't solve it blind.
Well, he can, he looks at it and memorizes then they blindfold it. Him. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. He can do it.
Yeah, no, that's, there's a formula.
It's an algorithm.
Algorithm. That's what I said. There's an algorithm.
Oh, sometimes I check out when you talk.
Yeah.
So
so here's,
we're almost out of time, Jason. Oh, God,
I have so much to talk about. What's yours? And then maybe I'll talk about it a little bit more.
Well, you know, I got stuff to talk about too. You know what I mean? You can't just hog all the time and then, you know, not let me talk about the things
so listen,
that I want to talk
about. Listen, really quick.
Uh-huh. This you should probably play the music. You can finish talking.
Your, go.
No, you do finish talking.
No,
then
I don't even want to talk. I don't want to say anything else.
You know, it's pretty immature.
What's your Netflix? It better not be Frasier.
It may be I hear the blues a call. No, but I did watch 2 episodes of Frasier
last
night.
What is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
It's found on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It's starring Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne.
Jimmy Stewart.
Who shot... No, the man who shot Liberty Valance.
Mm. Western.
It's a good one. And give me Jimmy Stewart.
I like Jimmy Stewart.
Any day.
Yeah.
That's a show.
That is a show.
Like it or not.
We'll be back. Oh, really quick.
We only got 20 seconds.
At the beginning of the show, we had a comment. The first comment on the poll.
15 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get it.
This
really
is Dan signing off for Jason.
No.
Reminding
no,
you
don't
to
don't do it. Don't
always
do it.
Keep your stick
so
on the ice.
So on last week's episode, I asked for comments on...
We're past 52 minutes.
No, we're not.
This is ridiculous.
Are you male or female?
Uh-huh.
Under 30 or over 30? The yeah. first comment we had, I just want to address the first comment, was Caitlin Friedrich.
Oh.
Female.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Under 30. Female under 30. I told you that they're going to start pouring in. She was the first one.
I might know her.
I'm telling you. Our audience is primarily female, and they're primarily under 30.
Did you comment on that?
Yeah. I just replied. I said, thank you.
Friedrich? I'm going to feel really bad.
Are we going to close the show?
Well, I just...
Sit, boo boo, sit.
Good yeah, dog. That's Katie. She's my wife's cousin. So, all right. Don't wear blue sweats. This is Caitlin. Threw me off. I was like, Caitlin? And I don't know her last name super well. And I feel bad about that.